Welcome, children, to the Trump Depression Hotline. Amen. Praise be. And I'm Reverend Billy. And this is an advice column people send in their letters. The first letter is from Crystal in Harlem. Crystal with a K. Hi, Billy. Watching the Kavanaugh hearings and all those Republicans defending him, I found myself wondering why old, rich, white guys are so pathologically fucked up. Although Crystal put effed up. Very delicate of you, Crystal. Maybe they're just born that way, Reverend. Any insights? Crystal, let's not blame all of society's ills on the old, rich, white guys. It does seem reasonable, though, to strip them of their $3,000 suits, their Senate seats, their guns, their pornography. No. Let's not stereotype these poor souls. But they really should scream in the agony of humiliation as they kneel for hours before gigantic statues of Anita Hill and Christine Blasey Ford in the center of Times Square. And there is a basic common decency in the idea that, as their bank accounts are emptied, that we should begin to laugh, not with them, but at them. The laughter building until it rings up and down the New York avenues and up and down the streets. A laughing city, yes, free finally of Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham and Mike Crapo. Then again, am I guilty of self-loathing? I've managed to not be rich, but the white part. I have a problem there, and the guy part as well. Those two conditions do persist. The old part, well, I'm putting that off till next Tuesday. All I know is that right now, Crystal with a K, we are in some deep shit. And we have to save each other no matter who we are. Amen. I hope that helped a little bit, Crystal. A little levity there. And now, from Brian in Crown Heights. All right, Brian. Hey there, Rev. I'm planning a trip abroad next month. Whenever you go overseas, and you live in Crown Heights, I hope that you didn't contribute to the gentrification of Crown Heights, Brian. Amen, praise be, with your overseas trips. You know, and I hope that when you're gone overseas, I hope you don't Airbnb your place. You may want to, like, call me on the down low and have a little confession here. Amen. Let's get back to the letter. We love all of you, you know, out there, even the upper middle class gentrifiers. We find a place for you in the church. So your foreign friends are asking you, what's wrong with America? Why are you Americans always starting wars? Why can't you give people health care? What do you have against immigrants? Reverend, I get a lot of that kind of thing. It makes it hard to make friends. What should I tell them? Brian, our America is with the citizens of the earth who were here first, and the Africans who survived the Middle Passage. And as I write this, I feel the America of thousands on Capitol Hill. I have to say, I wrote this when there were thousands of us in Capitol Hill who were during the Blasey Ford Brett Kavanaugh hearings. There were many of us in Washington, and that's who I refer to here. As I write this, I feel the America of thousands of us on Capitol Hill who, by the whole soul commitment of our protests, are bringing survivors' stories to the light of day. Brian, are you looking for friends in all the wrong places? America isn't the bankers on Wall Street or the paramilitaries that pry families apart and put children in privatized concentration camps. America is not the old white guys who pay the media to portray them as leaders of their, quote, great nation. America is two continents of love, work, and hope. It's a vast place that reaches around the planet and has received the faith of so many of us. Don't give them Don't give America to those who betray that amazing name, which translates universally into the destination of our dreams. There are millions of people wandering today, dreaming of a home that is over there on the other side of a militarized border. And may they all reach their America, wherever it may be. Amen. And that concludes today's Trump Depression Hotline. Crystal and Brian, thank you for your letters. If you have a letter from me, just write RevBilly@independent.org. As you know, that's independent with a Y, independent.org. Ask me any question you want to. I'm here in Brooklyn, in the very room where we record our podcast, Savitri D and I, D and I, from the Church of Stop Shopping. Our hour-long podcast is called The Earth Wants You. Thank you, everyone. Change-a-lujah.